Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. has set a grim new daily record for deaths from COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 3,100 people perished of the disease in the U.S. on Wednesday. More than 200,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Wednesday, too. The U.S. is very close to 14 million overall virus infections. New York State is set to receive its first delivery of a COVID-19 vaccine this month. Governor Andrew Cuomo is concerned many New Yorkers won't want to take it. NPR's Sally Herships has more.
Multiple polls have shown that the number of Americans willing to take a coronavirus vaccine hovers in the 50 to 60% range. Governor Cuomo says if New Yorkers don't want to take it, they can't be forced. Instead, he says the state is focusing on education in order to build confidence. New York has convened its own vaccine review panel, and Cuomo says he will be the first to get the shot.
NPR's Sally Herships. A new report finds global warming is making people sick and leading to more premature deaths. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports this comes as scientists confirm the past decade was the hottest on record.
Longer, more intense heat waves are particularly dangerous. New research conducted by doctors around the world found that in the last 20 years, there's been a more than 50% increase in heat-related deaths for people over 65. In the U.S., that meant nearly 20,000 older people dying just last year. Air pollution is also leading to hundreds of thousands of premature deaths around the world, and hurricanes, floods, and wildfires are all getting more severe because of climate change. Such disasters not only injure people, they make it harder to get routine medical care. Global greenhouse gas emissions are still rising, and UN scientists say the pandemic has had basically no effect on the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
President Trump is seriously considering launching another run for the White House in 2024. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president is keeping options open if, as expected, his legal challenges fail.
An announcement from President Trump to run again would freeze out Republicans who may be considering a bid of their own, a former aide says, and will enable Trump to continue to raise questions about the legitimacy of Joe Biden's presidency once the president-elect takes office in January. A senior campaign aide told NPR that Trump, quote, is still fighting to uncover the fraud in 2020 and win this current race. However, if he loses, he is 100% considering a run in 2024. One option the team is considering is announcing the night before Joe Biden is sworn in, so that it becomes a conversation throughout the Biden inauguration. It's all about strategy, the former aide says. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
It's NPR. There's growing interest in Congress for a slimmer coronavirus relief package, but time is short because Congress's holiday break is approaching. Democratic leaders say they're moving away from their demands for a $2 trillion relief bill. They also say they expect President-elect Joe Biden will pursue further coronavirus relief efforts when he takes office. The Justice Department has announced a settlement in its disability complaint against Amtrak. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports the agency is calling it a historic achievement.
When Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990, it gave Amtrak something other businesses didn't get, an extra 20 years to comply with the law and make train stations accessible to people with disabilities. But that deadline came in 2010, and Amtrak still hadn't made stations accessible to people who use wheelchairs. The Justice Department filed a complaint. Now, Amtrak has agreed to fix at least 135 stations around the country by 2030. As part of the settlement, Amtrak will pay more than $2 million to passengers with disabilities who'd been denied access to trains. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Democrats in the House and Senate have introduced a resolution. It's intended to change language in the U.S. Constitution regarding enslavement. Specifically, the effort is aimed at altering the 13th Amendment. It would stop the use of involuntary servitude as a punishment for convicted felons. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.